Kaya Biz with Kobulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air, you are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. It's exactly 6:45 on this Wednesday evening. We're going to dive into unpacking the latest business confidence index numbers that have been revealed by the RMBBR business confidence numbers. They fell to 43 points in the third quarter of this year from 50 points in the previous 3 months. We know that business needs confidence in order to thrive, to invest, for jobs to be created. So what do these numbers tell us about where we are at the moment? To help us unpack this and give us some perspective, we joined on the line by RMB South Africa economist Siobhan Redford. Siobhan, always good to speak to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Indeed. I guess, Siobhan, let's pick up on the number, right? 43 points versus 50 points in the previous quarter. What does this tell us?
Well, it tells us that we have seen a slight decline in business confidence, and also more so when we were at 50, it suggested that about half of the respondents to the survey felt that business conditions were positive, relative to half feeling that business conditions were not so good for their operations. Now we have a majority of people having a negative sentiment towards business conditions right now. That said, it really is worth bearing in mind that even at 43, this is above the level of the index during our major lockdown time during last year. And more so when we look at it very closely, we find that basically almost all of the drop that we see seems to be concentrated on confidence in KwaZulu-Natal, which saw a 50 basis points drop, a 50 index point drop.
And that's quite significant, but I guess naturally taking into account that the third quarter does consist of the month of July, which is where we saw the civil unrest, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, the thing is, July was actually just generally a really tough month for South Africa, bearing in mind we started with going into level 4 lockdown. So we were already seeing some kind of brakes being put on some parts of operations and, possibly also more negative employment outcomes for some people in those industries, being exacerbated by this unrest and rioting, which was largely in KwaZulu-Natal, to a lesser extent in Gauteng. And then really the cherry on the top was that Transnet had the cyber attack, which affected South Africa's ports, of which a large one is in Durban.
Makes a lot of sense in terms of that analysis. But I'm keen to understand, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. We're well aware of infection rates, which will continue to be reported on. Has that still played an influence in the confidence numbers?
I think to some extent, and we've seen that basically 4 out of the 5 sectors that are surveyed saw declines in confidence. But, at the same time, you also have business getting a lot more used to what they're doing. So this is, in Gauteng, we actually saw a 1 index point increase in confidence. I mean, it remains below 50, so it's still net negative, but still suggesting that, conditions, while we are still seeing the impact of the pandemic, that I don't think, it's causing big changes anymore. People know how to operate, know what to expect, and there are fewer surprises than we have seen, say, last year.
Makes a lot of sense. But I'm keen to understand, Siobhan, what the trend has been, because it not only has been a very interesting 15 months in South Africa, but even if we compare it perhaps to 2019 at the same time, where are we in terms of confidence level trends in South Africa?
We really are quite weak, and it's actually quite an interesting point that has been made, is that if you look over the entire history of the Business Confidence Index, that, it's been negative more than it has been negative more than it has been net positive. But what's really striking is if you go and look at it, since about just before the financial crisis, it has been in that net negative territory almost constantly in that period. So, we're talking well over 10 years where business basically sees conditions as being net negative.
Goodness. What does this tell us? Is this a reflection of the economy impacting business, or business impacting, I guess, the economic landscape?
Well, I think it really comes down to the deterioration of infrastructure and infrastructure. So a real big hit would be the beginning of load shedding in South Africa. And the impact that had, and the fact that yes, we haven't had it every single year since, but we've had it in quite a few years since, and definitely towards in more recent times, it has been getting worse. Our energy availability factor has been lower, has been getting lower and lower. You sit there and you hear, you know, port efficiency is a major issue. People import, you know, our manufacturers have to import parts. You know, we have a lot of goods which are imported and they sit at the port for ages before they're released, which then impacts on, you know, downstream activities done in this country. It's got to do with our rail network. You know, we you know, if you drive between Johannesburg and Durban, the number of trucks there on that road are huge. And that's because we don't have an efficient and a reliable rail network to allow for transportation of goods. So, you know, in municipalities, you know, we know that the skill set in some municipalities is just not there. And so, you know, it's affecting business. We saw Clover leave close its Northwest operations because of this very reason earlier this year.
Siobhan, you mentioned such valuable points. And I think it for us as South African consumers and individuals who might be employed or creating moments of employment, we do see that this has been an ongoing trend and does raise a lot of concerns. Naturally, in light of the GDP figures that were published yesterday, I'm keen to ask you, you know, where we fare as the South African economy, looking at the figures that have been released, but also trying to get a clear understanding as to what amount of work it will take to really bolster us into the recovery that we need.
It's a lot of work. And, you know, a lot of it is also partnership. So, you know, when we sit here and, you know, I talk about infrastructure and such like, you know, unfortunately government does take an important role in enabling the conditions. But, you know, there are, and thereafter, it really comes down to also attracting private sector investment. You know, one of the things we're going to see or that we're expecting in the near term is that after the gazetting of the 100 megawatts of self-generation, without having to apply for a license, that you're going to see a number of firms investing in that kind of capability. And, you know, that obviously means a bit of a boost, say, to construction and probably to imports for importing of parts. It probably means that demand on the system will, you know, slowly lessen as, you know, these companies' self-generation comes online, possibly more reliable production. But it needs to be broader. It can't just be in electricity. It's got to be in all these other kind of areas that I've spoken about. There definitely is a willingness and you know, we've seen with, say, the automotive sector, really really successful, you know, kind of drive by government to extract, you know, people to come and do manufacturing. And you've just got to keep repeating that. But we've also got to make sure that we can give them what they need to do their job.
Makes sense. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Siobhan Redford. She is a South African economist for RMB, giving us some insight into the latest business confidence index figures that have been released. RMB BR figures, which show that the index figures fell to 43 points versus 50 points in the previous 3 months. As Siobhan has highlighted, certainly impacted by level 4 of the lockdown, the looting that took place in the month of July, and waning confidence levels that have largely impacted the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Siobhan, something that just crossed my mind is, again, looking at the recent economic data and figures that we saw, unemployment, new all-time high. Does this have these figures correlated at all with what we see in terms of business confidence, given that business and the private sector create a substantial number of jobs in the country?
So what is very interesting, and, you know, we saw the highest amount of unemployment kind of coming within that from the financial services sector, if I recall correctly, which is not surveyed. So, you know, this is one of the limitations. The sector does, you know, the survey does look at part, you know, only 5 sectors of the economy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of it does get impacted by other parts of the economy, but not everything. And, you know, it often is a weakness for us is what's going on in your services sector of the economy or the services side. That said, you know, we do expect that because of COVID, you've seen a lot of businesses able to work more efficiently. And so as more people are joining the labor force, so, you know, basically we saw, and it was, you know, if you recall, quite a big surprise, unemployment actually fell quite sharply in the second quarter of last year. And that was because a whole bunch of people were not able to look for work. So it wasn't because suddenly people like all had jobs. It was because the size of our labor force, as defined by Status A, declined. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, people are now returning to looking for jobs. And, you know, we are seeing some jobs being lost. We are seeing people also getting jobs. And, you know, I think, you know, if you look in the mining sector, it's quite a positive. It can be a more positive story. Demand there is quite robust, and I think production is now starting to ramp up to, you know, because prices have remained relatively high. However, you know, we also do think that because companies are being more efficient, that we probably will see unemployment lag the improvement in the economic recovery. And I think that we probably will see another hit in the third quarter, particularly because if we think about KwaZulu-Natal, there are going to be a number of people who are unable to work for, you know, a while as the, you know, the areas of their employment are rebuilt and restored.
Siobhan, I am tempted to ask you about your confidence levels, but I won't go there. Instead, I'll shift it to unpacking this for the ordinary South African. You've made it very clear that some will find work, some might not. Some might continue to be within the unemployed market, and others might have to find other ways of seeking economic means or being productive. But how difficult are things going to be for consumers, not only when it comes to jobs, as you've alluded to already, but even our pockets, income earning potential, and the costs that we continue to face as trying to be good, productive, economically active citizens?
But, you know, I would have preferred you to ask me about my confidence, to be
Let's
honest. I'm just joking. You know, that's a very challenging question, but it's a very important one. I think that you really do have a situation where, you know, South Africans, you know, the economy, as I said, you know, it still remains, despite, you know, the shocking events of July, we still actually have confidence being higher than it was during COVID, which means there is a level of resilience, but there also needs to be a level of kind of future planning, you know, and for me, I unfortunately am quite a risk averse person, which is why I'm really good at analysis, and you don't find me trying to trade stuff or start a business. But luckily there are a lot of entrepreneurial people in this country, and it's to think about where demand is going, how is the world changing, you know, how do we meet it? And, you know, we know that carbon gas emissions are becoming an issue. So what's going to be popular there, and how is the world going to change? And almost trying to get into those kind of new and infant industries, earlier, and to start establishing the skills that are needed. And, you know, that's also somewhere where perhaps government can help, is, you know, looking ahead. We know, for example, in the automotive industry that, you know, what they're called internal combustion engines are going to become less and less of a thing in new cars. We know that, you know, there are countries which are targeting to only have battery run cars from about 2030, 2035. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're moving to a different kind of battery, a different kind of driving these cars, and it's to create that capability to meet the future demand that we have. So I think it requires a lot of creative thinking. I think it requires probably a lot of private-public partnerships, but I think that it's definitely an area of opportunity for South Africa.
Certainly. Siobhan, thank you so much for being so clear, concise, and helping us understand the lay of the landscape, given the uncertainties that all of us face. Really appreciate your feedback here this evening.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's RMB South Africa economist Siobhan Redford, who's been helping us unpack the RMB BER Business Confidence Index figures, which came in for the third quarter, dropping to 43 points from 50 in the previous quarter, and really sharing an overview of the difficult environment that we are in as South Africa's economy. A lot of work that needs to be implemented ahead, built on partnerships, needs to create jobs. But unfortunately, the reality for us as South African citizens is that things will continue to remain tough for just a little longer.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.